And you're live at KPCRadio.com, where community comes first and budget cuts can't stop us. I'm your boy, Anthony. And before I start with this Do Something Amazing show, I want to give a shout out to Danny. She's not here. She had to drop the class, but definitely shout outs to her. And she did lovely work here at the Do Something Amazing show. And our prayers and our love go out to her. So all love to Danny. But today, we are going to talk about the amazing place. It's kind of hidden, but it's definitely got amazing stuff in this place. It's called the One Generation Place, and it's a spot where the elderly can express and enrich their lives. And our guests today are Kathy and Kit, and who can probably explain this spot a little bit more better. How you doing, Kathy?
I'm great. How are you, Anthony?
I'm good. How you doing, Kit?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
And Kathy, can you introduce yourself and kind of tell us what you do at a place, the One Generation Place?
Sure. Okay, so my name is Kathy Carpenter. I am the program director at One Generation. And as Anthony said, it's a well-kept secret in the San Fernando Valley. One Generation is a nonprofit that's been around since 1975. And I like to tell everyone that it's sort of four pieces to One Generation. We have a very active senior center where we see probably 300 to 400 people a day that come in for a variety of things. We have a adult day health care and a preschool that do many, many intergenerational activities during the course of the day, which are preschoolers, and these are seniors who have Alzheimer's, dementia, memory loss. We also have a very active care management department and homebound meals program, which deliver services and meals to hundreds and hundreds of people every day that can't get out of their home in the valley. And then we also, on Sundays, for any of you who may have been by Victory on Sunday morning, we have a really large farmers market. And so that's basically sort of the overall view of One Generation and its components.
I guess I should have asked, what don't you guys do? Because you guys do a bunch of wonderful things to the for the community, and it's always good to hear the positive stuff come out here in the San Fernando Valley. So we appreciate that. And actually, when I went to the spot, One Generation, let me tell you the characters there. They are full of life, full of energy, and it's definitely not what people might think. You know, it's a retirement home or like an old people's home. It's to me, it's like a young people's home, because I've seen so many people with energy, and it just made my day. So what about you, Kit? What's up with you?
Oh, my name is Kit Lan Chu, and I have been working for One Generation for 18 years, on the 19 years now. And I used to work for a bank for 20-some years. When I take an early retirement, my children turn up really good. Even we grown up in almost like Pacoima, but they all turn out great kids. Oh, so yeah. I think I owe the community something. So I want to go to volunteer, do something. So I go in at that time. They just push it over, open a site for a Chinese retirement people, because Chinese people come to this country, they are old, they usually come here, babysit the grandchildren, but then the grandchildren go to school, they have no place to go, and that, because the transportation was so bad,
right.
So they cannot go to Chinatown, so they say that they open a site, so we start open, but we did move about 4 or 5 times,
yeah.
Then finally we stay in the One Generation, that site on
Victory Boulevard.
Rosita, in Goma. Rosita Boulevard. We call it,
whatever.
At that time about 85% is the Chinese.
Yeah.
Most of they come from Taiwan. I'm Cantonese.
Cantonese, right.
But I did pick up some Mandarin from them real badly. But anyway, communication, just understand each other,
exactly.
I guess.
And in the end, we're all one generation.
That's right.
That's
and
right.
I actually stopped in, me and Chantel, shout out to Chantel. We went to the One Generation spot located on Victory and kind of Lindley, right? Almost Lindley?
Actually, there's two, Reseda and Victory, and Lindley and Victory.
Right. And we went there and we actually sat in the improv, one of the improv classes, and let the clip speak for itself as we go into the One Generation improv class. Here we go. And we're back on KPCRadio.com. I am Anthony with the Do Something Amazing show. Again, shout-outs to Danny. You're in our hearts. And basically what we heard was some real talent. I was really, I don't want to say surprised, because I knew they had it. I knew they had it in them. But they had some true talent at the One Generation spot where they did, where we tuned in and we went into the improv class. Kathy, can you kind of tell us what kind of programs the One Generation spot offers?
Sure. You know, at the Senior Center, we have, as I said, probably 300 people that come in a day. And we have probably 60 to 70 classes each week that we offer. And we offer everything from exercise through dance, yoga, tai chi. We do a lot of discussion classes and groups. We do self-help groups. We do knitting. We do arts and crafts. We do bingo. We even have a Wii bowling league for seniors from the Wii game. And so we do a lot of really, really creative things, because we have people everywhere from age 60 into their 90s. And a lot of times it's hard to tell the people that are in their 90s. But getting back to One Generation, really runs for the most part on volunteers. And we get a lot of people from all generations, high school kids, college kids, people that are retired, working professionals who come in and volunteer, because we always are looking for help, and I would love to just open up to anyone to come down and visit One Generation, just see what we do, because truly that is the essence of seeing it for yourself is a pretty amazing story.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, I think that name says it all, just One Generation. I mean, it's a place for the elderly generation, your guys' spot. But I mean, it benefits the whole One Generation. And that's what we are. You know, we might be at different ages. You know, I might be 19, you might be 30, you might be 40, you might be 50, you might be 90. But in the end, we're all just One Generation. And I think this spot does implement that. And Kid, I had a question for you. I wanted to see, what makes you get up in the morning and go to One Generation?
Oh, my alarm wake me up 6:30. I'm so glad to just get up and I'm alive.
That's
and then I like to be represent. I mean, not fuzzy, not like in a bang, have to be high heel and stocking. But I'm comfortable, dress up and see everybody and smile. That's make my day. Everybody, good morning, Kid. Good morning, everybody. That's make my day.
That's a blessing, man. And, now we are going to get into the second part of our clips where the people from the One Generation actually talk about their experiences there. So let's get into that. And we're back on KPCRadio.com, and we actually got a crazy something just happened. We actually have a volunteer that wants to go to the One Generation just with like 10 minutes of the segment. I mean, that's what this show is all about, to encourage kids, our youth, to volunteer at spots like this. And actually, we got Giselle Felice. She's on air right now. How does it feel? You want to volunteer now? Tell us why you want to do it now.
After everything I heard, it's just amazing. Like, I want to be a part of that. I want to enjoy. They said it was during the break time. They were explaining to me how they're just one big family, and how it's not more of a job, but they take it more as an activity, as something fun to do. And I'd love to be a part of that. I enjoyed everything they said.
And that's what it's about, man. So we got one. Hey, and let me stress it that it takes one to get to a million. So, I mean,
that's
we got
right.
one. So that's definitely dope. And Giselle Felice, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And so,
Thank you, Giselle.
Oh,
welcome aboard.
I want to talk a little bit more about what we just heard. And what Lewis said was pretty touching. He said, One Generation is a place where he just forgets his troubles. Mm-hmm. You know, and I definitely felt that, like, he just was so happy. Can you kind of elaborate on that, Kathy? Like why do you think he would forget his troubles at a place like
You know what's really interesting? I had one of the seniors who's been around a long time came to me the other day and said, you know what we all call this place? It's the happy place. Because, you know, you don't realize sometimes, and I'm going to tell you this, this isn't, when I tell you this, it isn't about just the seniors. This is about a lot of people. And I'm going to back up just for a minute, if you don't mind, but we have a program for kids at risk. And I'm talking about kids who come from Van Nuys, who are gang kids, who have been abused, whose parents are in jail. And we have a workability program where these kids come in every day and they serve lunch to seniors. And at first, when we started the program, people were like, oh, you're crazy, you know, this isn't going to work. And, well, you know, here we are 2 years later, and we have kids who don't want to go to school, but you know what? They want to come to work at One Generation during lunch. And not because they're coming to work, because they're only serving lunch to the seniors, because it's the relationships of the people that they've met. And so when Lewis said, you know, that transcends into a lot of people, and you don't have to be, you know, a senior to feel that way. And that, to me, is the greatest compliment that can be paid to One Generation, is that you do feel part of a family regardless, you know, of your age.
And that's beautiful that you brought that kids, they want to go there. It just doesn't benefit, not only benefit the senior citizens, but it benefits whoever helps out. And that's right. What we want to stress the most, you know. Right. We got to do things not only for ourselves but for other people. It's such a great feeling,
right.
And that's definitely, if you want to do that, volunteer at the One Generation place. It's on Victory and Lindley
and Reseda.
Victory and Reseda, right by Reseda Park. I mean, yeah. You know,
right by Reseda Park. You can just, you know, if you just call, you know, look up One Generation. We have a great website if you want to check it out and just see, you know, what interests you. It's www.onegeneration.org, and it's O-N-E.
O-N-E.
So very easy to find.
Very easy.
And you can just show up.
Oh, yeah, just show up. Like I did. I brought in my recorder, and I was like, yo, let me see what's good with the spot, because I always pass by, and I never know what's there. And actually, when you go in there, it's like its own little world.
Exactly.
And it's so dope. And, Kit, I want to ask you a question. Shirley stressed the point about how the staff was so good. Why are you so good? Simple, just like that. Why are you so good?
Because I just love people, and people love me. That's all it needs, right?
That's right, and that helps out the community. And what Dave said too is that a place like One Generation does help and provide for the community. And for the community, what do you think One Generation does for the community in your eyes, Kit?
Well, we get in touch to different kind of ethnics. Like now in the place I work, we had a lot of people, they speak their own language. Even we don't speak their language, but we understand each other.
Right.
All you need is a smile,
that's,
right?
That's right.
Exactly.
So
that's
they
right.
are happy, and that's all. People really need happy, because so depressed in the world now.
Yeah. I was glad you brought that up, because when I went in there, it was almost like the United Nations in there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is so diverse, but in the end, we're all just one.
Yeah, I need a lot of Chinese in this group now. Before, I take care of the whole group with Chinese, but now I have very few, but they come follow me, but they still have transportation problem.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I need, if people hear this, if any elderly Chinese, please come to One Generation. I'd like to meet them.
Yes, anybody come to One Generation,
right.
From little to older, whatever. You guys come. This is definitely a spot where everybody benefits. And don't get me wrong, man. Kit, you be repping for your Chinese people for sure. I respect that.
Thank you.
Okay, and so we're going to get into our last clip, which is our third clip. And this is on a little bit more serious note with Lewis and Trudy. And this is how they felt about the One Generation place. I'm going to go to the next one. And we're back live on KPCRadio.com. And we went into a little bit more serious. And wait, before, if you just tuned in, this is the Do Something Amazing show. Shout out to my co-host, Danny, forever in our hearts. Basically, we went to this place called One Generation, and it is full of life there. Dope things going on. Anything from classes, class discussions, from dancing. Anything goes down at One Generation. If you got nothing to do, even if you do got something to do and you got some time, definitely check out this place, One Generation. It's a dope spot. Not only will you benefit the people who are there, but you will benefit yourself. And that's what kind of what Trudy was saying, is to get volunteer people over there. They do appreciate people there. And I wanted to ask you, Kathy, how do we get people there besides this beautiful radio show?
You know, it really comes down to word of mouth. You know, I was telling you earlier, we do a lot of have a lot of relationships with a lot of the schools. And we're always looking for youth and vitality. We have so many new programs that we're going to be starting that, I'll tell you one other one in particular, we're going to be doing looking for tutors, intergenerational tutors, where we can help hook up with our local schools and help kids and adults get their high school diplomas with some of our seniors and using our facility. So there's so many opportunities, and I would just encourage you, just come in anytime. We're there Monday through Friday. You can call me. You can check our website out. You know, we're really easy to find, so don't shut yourself off to any opportunity, because we can find something interesting for you to do and would love to have you be involved.
And that's definitely dope, man. And kids out there, we're not saying, hey, you better go over there, but you know, just like, you know, if you ain't got nothing to do, just hop on over to the One Generation spot. A lot of dope stuff. If you're not persuaded by now, Kit, tell us why they should come to One Generation.
Oh, do you know that you didn't advertise my part? Because we have the nutrition lunch for the seniors. If you're over 60 years old, your donation, we suggest, for $2. You know, we never turn people hungry away. And we had the balanced diet checked by the nutrition and everything. And we always, like our group always had around 150, more or less, every day. So you can see me there from Monday to Friday, lunch hour.
And so what would you tell the kids? Would you tell them, come on over and volunteer at One Generation?
Well, you don't have to tell them. They really volunteer.
Right on. So if you guys ain't got nothing to do, come to the place, One Generation. It's located on Reseda and Victory, right by Reseda Park. And I just want to say, from the bottom of my heart, I barely met you guys, but I feel like I know you guys so much. You guys are so passionate in what you do, and that really inspires me in just life in general. And you guys have glowing hearts. I wish you guys the best, and I will. I'm not just talking about it. I'm going to be about it, because me and Giselle, our newly volunteer We will be volunteering, hopefully in the summer. You know, classes get in the way, you know, but we will find time to come in and check out this beautiful spot, One Generation. And I just want to shout out everybody that we saw at One Generation because they were lovely. And shout outs to Chantel, shout outs to Danny, and One Generation. Anything else you guys want to say?
I just want to say what you guys are doing are amazing, and thank you so much for having us on the show, truly, because you have a great heart, and you guys just need to keep doing what you're doing, too.
Appreciate that. Yeah. So, I'm going to sign off. I'm Ayo. That's Giselle. Say hey, Giselle.
Hi.
And we are out of here, KPC Radio, and we're going to end off with a couple of rappers from the Valley. They are Diligent Minds. They're pretty dope. Listen to what they say. Listen to their words. And like I said, if you ain't got nothing to do, check out One Generation. It's a dope spot. And right, I'm out.
Always keep walking, always stay driven. Always keep laughing because life is worth living. Always keep pushing to the point you start winning. And always keep giving because life is worth living. Always keep walking, always stay driven. Always keep laughing because life is worth living. Always keep pushing to the point you start winning. And always keep giving because life is worth living. At this point in life, I'm morally outspoken. Speak thoughts that go as deep as the ocean. Let me offer you my token. Appreciate the life that I've chosen. No need for eyes because it'll leave my mouth frozen. As I speak and tell people about my story, things that I seek, I approach a different glory. I'm sorry, I'm not a flashy individual. I represent poverty, that's plain and simple. I keep my eyes closed cause desire comes with visual. My style remains pivotal to me being lyrical. It's time to express me being spiritual. Mentally, I'm ready to leave earth. I feel like my whole life has been cursed. I don't longer thirst for the years after birth. Dehydrated, thank God I never made it to the point of suicide. So thanks again for your blessings. Always keep walking, always stay driven. Always keep laughing cause life is worth living. Always keep pushing to the point you start winning. And always keep giving cause life is worth living. Always keep walking, always stay driven. Always keep laughing cause life is worth living. Always keep pushing to the point you start winning. Man. And always keep giving cause life is worth living.
They say I'm destined to fall, but I'm ready to win. Ready. Most cats flow, something like wind. They'd rather see you down than see you up. But when you're up, they stay stuck. Mouth wide open, face on pause. Oh well though, that's their loss. Yours. Max and Delicate Zero, the hip-hop heroes. Us together thinking beyond the narrow. It's all in my brain. And sometimes I feel like it's hard to explain. But look, I took a new trail. And telling myself.